let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, great to have you with us watching on the program today. Clinton Ono Nnamdi is coming to us from Abuja, Nigeria on the program today. He lives there with his wife and four children. Clinton is a public speaker, a teacher, a youth pastor. He's been in sales for more than 20 years as a field officer, advisor, mentor, and coach. His love for sales and helping produce super salesmen has kept him from finishing stories to meet the publisher's deadline until now. His many years in sales have exposed him to countless number of human weaknesses and betrayal of trust that have formed and reformed awesome stories waiting to be told. The result, his novel, The Stinking Rose, the story of the search to find Rose after she sold the company fund and disappeared. It looked like Mission Impossible. Enter the student underworld, and the chase is just beginning. Ono Clinton Nnamdi is our guest, joining us via Skype from Nigeria on today's This Week in America. Clinton, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us. It's a pleasure.
Yes.
A pleasure to have you with us on the program. Looking forward to talking about this. Let's talk about the title. Is it possible for a rose to stink? Most people would go, I love roses, my favorite flower. They don't stink. Is it possible for the rose to stink?
Roses on its natural habitat will never stink. But you see, when you take the rose out of its natural habitat and it begins to function in places and functions that, you know, it's not natural to it, you could find that roses could actually get to stink. You know, where I come from, you will say that roses in its beauty,
yes,
in its glamour and aroma will never taste better than the bitterleaf soup when you get into the kitchen. So in certain places, under certain conditions, roses could actually stink. You know, I grew up as a kid. I worked in a brothel, you know, where you have sex workers. And as a child, I listened to a number of them, you know, speak about how they got to where they are and how they felt, you know,
yes,
dealing with the clients they had to deal with every other day. That was actually where I picked the idea of the title.
Let's talk about that. Yeah, The Stinking Rose is the title. I mentioned that you've sort of had these characters developing, obviously, in your mind for a young age, ones that you met when you were out in the sales field as well. Let's talk about writing this story. You mentioned the motivation. Talk about actually writing this story, The Stinking Rose.
Writing the story, The Stinking Rose, you know, Rick, a lot of things came into play. Developing the characters, I had to set out the major characters and think about the countryside where they have to operate from. And in doing that, I was able to develop the supporting characters. The major characters form the core, and the supporting characters, a number of them had to change, you know, as the stories developed. A number of them developed a character, a life of their own, that actually propelled the story as it went on.
The book we're talking about is The Stinking Rose. The book is available at writersrepublic.com. The author is Ono Clinton Nnamdi. I'll spell that for you so you can Google that here in just a few minutes, talking about how we arrived at the characters. What was the inspiration for The Stinking Rose? I understand that the Nigerian police had some role in this development of the story.
Yes. You know, when I started writing The Stinking Rose, the Nigerian police was referred to in all manner of derogatory ways. But I made bold to tell you that, you know, Nigerian police happened to be one of the best set of police on earth. Unfortunately, they had to work under terrible conditions under situations that look like impossible, where authorities seem not to want to allow things to work well. But we had police that, you know, considering the culture, considering the crimes that go on in the corporate circle and everything, sometimes you could say that they perform magic.
Yes.
Which is like some of the things that played out in the Stinking Rose.
Clinton is our guest on the program, coming to us from Nigeria. We're taping Skype video, so if you're watching the YouTube channel, you'll see that. Clinton, you're moving a little bit to, if you move a little to your right, you'll be back in the camera. There we go, in that position there. I want to get you on there. So, yeah, got you in a great position there. And we'll tell people to go to the YouTube channel. You'll be able to watch Clinton as we're doing this interview, talking about his book, The Stinking Rose. I was talking about the characters. Give me a little bit more background on the characters. Did you have all of the characters in mind when you started, or did you develop some further and maybe introduce some as you were telling the story?
The major characters, yes. I had the major characters in mind, and then I had to, as the story developed, you know, get the supporting characters and a number of things in place, like the police were set, the major characters, the Rose herself, and a number of people that played a role in the crime were set, and then the supporting characters were the people that were actually developed as the story unfolds. So the story took place in a number of locations across Nigeria, and as the life of the story developed, a number of other issues were added on, and then the life itself came on. I'm happy with it because really, when you get into it, you feel like you were at a scene where everything was taking place.
Yes, and you've done such an excellent job in writing the book, The Stinking Rose. It's available at writersrepublic.com in the bookshop. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly and get all of that information. How long have you been writing? You do such a wonderful job with this. How long have you been actually writing?
I've been writing, I could say, from my secondary school. You know, I've written quite a bit, though quite a number of them have remained unpublished. But from secondary school, I've written quite a number of drama for the school drama society, for the church drama group. And then I was editor of the Summit News Magazine. It's a weekly magazine,
yes,
that dealt historically. But you see, it looks like our government does not encourage history telling. So as such, everything that had to do with history somehow gets suppressed. And to that effect, we were compelled somewhat to shut the business down. I went on with selling corporate work until now, when I decided to come back. So The Stinking Rose happened to be the first really published. But as an undergraduate, I wrote The Gods and The Virgin. I would have really turned the course of my life. So I've written quite a bit. A number of them will follow after now.
Clinton's book, The Stinking Rose, available the usual places.
I can say I've been writing for over 30 years.
Oh, that's interesting because you, as I say, you do it so well, and you have a way of telling the story so well. What books are you reading? What kind of books do you read? And how has your past reading influenced your writing and your stories today?
Yes, I read about everything in print, you know, but my earliest reading started with James Hurley Chase. From there, I moved on to Chima Achebe, Wole Soyinka, and quite a bit of them, until recently, Dan Brown and John Grisham. Fantastic authors that made life, you know, when you get into their stories, it flows and you feel the flow and go with it. So quite a number of them, when I started writing, I tried to make sure that I write in such a way that when you pick up the book, you will not be able to put it down until you're through with it.
Well, and that actually is the way. Once you start reading, you don't want to set the book down. The book is The Stinking Rose by Ono Clinton Nameka, and that's Onoh Clinton, Clinton, and Nameka, Naemeka. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to log on directly and get information on the book, and you'll be able to order there as well. Let's talk about we talked about the books, the past reading. As a pastor, many people would be expecting religious books from you instead of fiction. Why did you choose fiction? Why did you choose this path?
Yes, you know, I've heard that question. I'll tell you, because I read from every source, and I've drawn life lessons from all those sources, I felt I could also write something that everybody from every walk of life will be able to read, enjoy, and still draw good life lessons. And then I'm sure that God will still be able to do his work from such books. So fiction is it? The youth loves fiction. The youth loves, you know, that fantasy that you're not able to get just anywhere. So I decided to go this way. I needed to appeal to a very wider audience, everybody, and God will still do what he has to do.
And that is, it's a very broad audience. The reviews have been excellent for the book, The Stinking Rose, by our guest on the program, Ono Clinton Nameka. A few minutes left in the program. I want to talk about how long it took you to write this. I know you said the story goes back years. When you sat down and decided, I'm going to write this story, how long did it take you to write The Stinking Rose?
We could say the actual writing period was 10 months, but the story was in the making for a very long time.
Yes.
And even after the writing, every other time I pick it up, I still feel like there's something to add, there's something to make it more come alive the more, and all that. But actual writing period, we'll say it's about 10 months.
What other works should we expect from you? You've got so many stories to tell. What are you working on now?
I'm hoping that before the end of the year, the Gods and the Virgin will be out. After that, I have quite a number of other stories, but I would like the Gods and the Virgin to come out first, and then we'll take it up from there.
Well, we'll be watching for the books, reading The Stinking Rose, and watching for new books. Let me do this. I'm going to give you all the information on the book again, Clinton's book, and it's available at writersrepublic.com. The Stinking Rose, Ono Clinton Nameka. That's Onoh Clinton, Clinton, and Naemeka. Now, Clinton also has his website, clintonono.com. That's clintonoh.com. The book's available at writersrepublic.com in their bookshop. It's available wherever books are sold. You can link onto that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Clinton coming to us via Skype from Nigeria. Clinton, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on writing The Stinking Rose and its success. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick.
You're welcome. The Stinking Rose by Ono Clinton Nameka, our guest on the program. You'll find all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.